Simon Tofresh Nun Aleph up to Siv Beis, we'll be doing from Beis through Dalad. Siv Beis, Yitol HaGuda B'Yodo HaYimonis, you should take this bundle with your right hand, Rasheim LeMalo V'Ikreim LeMato, the head on top and the Iker that it grows out, that it grows from the ground should be on the bottom, because it has to be Derech G'dilosan, V'Esrig B'Smolis and the Esrig in your left hand. Now, even though the Esrig hangs from the tree with the Ukits on top, since it grows from the ukits, derek di losnus with the ukits on the bottom. This goes both at the time of when you're making the bracha, as well as when you're saying Hoshana. Now, what happens if you take all four in one hand? Is an Orchis Chaim that you're not Yotza? The Taz wants to say that you are Yotza. Lahalacha, you should take it over again and just not make a bracha. Which means that lechatchila, really, even at the time of the Hoshanas, it's, you're best off not holding all four minim in one hand. You should have the lulav in one and the esrig in the other. Siv gimel, iter nota lulav b'yamin kaladam, the esrig b'smol kaladam. A lefty takes the lulav on the right hand of all people and the esrig in the left of all people. Meaning, we do not differentiate between an iter and anybody else. The baser yamin or smol di alma is linan. We go by the yamin and smol of everybody. The reason why we take the lulav in the yamin is because it has three mitzvahs in it. So there, it does not matter if he is a righty or a lefty. Now, even though in the halachas of tefillin, we see that you go by the person himself, that's a special halacha in tefillin, that's a daraisa. Here in the Durabanan, they weren't mechalik, according to the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, V'yashomrim dozlinin basur yamin didei, that it has the same halacha as tefillin, where it depends on the person. Now, after the Mishnah Berurah taught us that in terms of where you put the adas and where you put the arava, that doesn't depend on the person, it would turn out that a righty has the esrig next to the aravis, and a lefty is going to have the esrig next to the hadasim on the right side. Says the Ramon, now v'yesh lidl alulav b'yamin didei, v'esrig b'smol didei. V'chein nagu, v'chein ikr, that is the halacha. V'im hibach yotza, whereas if he went the other way around, then he is yotze. Somebody who can do malacha with both hands, but one is clearly stronger, he's considered an iter, he's considered, meaning if his left hand is stronger, he's considered a lefty. Someone who really is ambidextrous has a din of a righty. V'sholet, b'beiz yodav not la'lul b'min v'esrik b'smol k'chol odam. Siv dalet, odam shein lo yad, someone who rachmano litzlan is missing a hand, not luliv b'zroo. So he takes the luliv in his arm, v'cheina esrig, and similarly the esrig. Now, what happens if he doesn't even have arms, so he takes it in the armpit? What happens if there is no armpit? I mean, there's just nothing there. So there's a machlokis whether or not he can take it in his mouth. If he has one hand, the halach is he should take the lulav in that hand and then use the arm of the other hand for the esrig. Bidiyeved, meaning there's really no eitzah, he can pick up one at a time, if he can possibly do that, and he'll be yotza with that too.